In the last week of January, I was able to ask a question in the Assembly of the Heritage Minister, Hugh Lewis. I wanted to ask him about the future plans for developing the St Fagans National History Museum. And there's very good news about that indeed, because the Welsh Government, the Lottery and some other sources of funding are going to put together, we hope, a package of substantial funds which will allow the museum, which is already a jewel in the crown, not just of Cardiff West, but the whole of Wales, to expand its facilities, to add to its collections, and to make it even more attractive to visitors. The plan is that when the work is complete, the museum will attract over 1 million visitors every year. While that's exceptionally good news for Wales, I understand that it does cause anxieties for the local community because of the extra pressure on traffic and other facilities which such expanded visitor numbers will provide. I was heartened by the answer which the Minister gave to my question, in which he recognised the need for a comprehensive traffic, parking, management plan for the area, and committed himself and his officials to working with the local community council, the museum and others to make sure that such a plan is fully in place by the time the facilities at the museum are developed and fully open.